Ronaldo will continue his Middle East tour by visiting Cairo, Egypt on Friday afternoon after attending the Antalya Diplomacy Forum in Turkey. In Cairo, he is scheduled to meet Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi to discuss the Gaza conflict and the Indonesia's plan to temporarily host Palestinian victims. Babo will then proceed to Doha, Qatar on Saturday as part of his diplomatic mission. Perumda Pasar Jaya is deploying fire trucks at Pasar Rumput and Pasar Induk, Kramat Jati to enhance fire mitigation efforts. This initiative includes collaboration with the Dinas Penanggulangan Kebakaran dan Penyelamatan DKI Jakarta for regular fire handling simulation involving traders and stakeholders. The decision follows recent market fires such as the March 2025 incident at Pasar Poncol, which destroyed 50 kiosks. And that was the news. Indonesia today, and this morning, of course, I'll be accompanying you for the next 5 hours, providing you with news, information, and also entertainment from Indonesia to the world. So you can always stay tuned with us through our online streaming in voinews.id, shortwave in 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and our application in RRI Digital, for those of you who love watching on demand. So don't go anywhere, stay tuned with us always in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Made from cassava. Well, it was our segment of We can dance, we can dance. The latest credible and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. Stay informed from a trusted source only at aaa.co.id, your reliable online news portal.
Ancient times that Kerala village is a fish hunter. The basic ingredients of ikan asar are generally chakram fish, yellowtail
on fish or mackerel to a fish, as long as the fish's texture is dense, so it is not brittle when smoked.
This is smoked differently and uniquely. In general, the fish is smoked horizontally, but chicken asad is placed diagonally on the side of the embers that produce smoke to make the fish completely dry and fully cooked. The cleaning process is quite simple. After cleaning the entrails, the fish is cured with bamboo and ready to be smoked on the stove. The smoking takes about 4 until 5 hours and is done in a closed room so that the smoke soaks into the meat until it is completely cooked.
Thank you.
ceremonies, which need high costs at least 2 billion rupiah. That was the total amount of fuel by Bernard's day, although most of world of villagers of plantation farms. They are willing to pay a big amount of fun for traditional fans. Moreover, their relatives who have been wandering are willing to do that. In 2005, Sao Apalaki was renovated, starting from the making of temporary gobok or hut to the process of rope yarn spinning, which was arranged for traditional ceremony. This fine rope yarn was used to pull bags of wood called Tai Pilu Luru, and people break down the house and held the traditional ceremony to move their heritage objects to a temporary hut, which was built before the ceremony. After it was all done, a ceremony called Lea Lako to prevent bad luck during the construction process of the traditional house was held.
Lea Lako itu di mana para tukang dengan Lea Lako ceremony is when construction workers clear the location, but pass it in the ramon, hide it in the forest. They should give food and for directions, don't stay away from that land and the potatoes. They give rain to the ruler of the forest before it got in the woods. Animal is given as a sacrificed animal. Once it arrives in the last phase of construction, offering is put again to show thanks and gratitude to the ruler of the forest.
After all construction materials are complete, the people do Tenda Sao ceremony. The all-night long ceremony featured panda and gaudy dance. In the morning, people go back to work to put leke pera, house pole with offerings. People say that it has a magical power and it functions as supporting poles for other poles. It is the main pole which will hold back any kind of disaster. It is in the right side of the house. This process is done for 4 years. There are special days in the process of traditional house construction, where all villagers are prohibited to do any activities, including raiding or doing house chores. The days are considered as purification to make the traditional house sacred.
After putting leke pera, putting locks for the pole is done in 4 days. After that, there are 4 days of purification in which the house owner, construction workers, and all villagers are prohibited to do any activities. The house is found with leaves to make it sacred. Within 4 days, activities like weaving and striking are stopped. They cannot touch the house either. The 4 days off are special for his house purification. After that, the construction begins again in a ceremony.
Although the traditional house is constructed, the people cannot immediately live in the house. There are more series of traditional ceremonies. Before the launching ceremony, in the dusk, precisely at 6, custom leaders does bad luck prevention process again, by giving offerings in 4 directions to repel bad spirit in the village: forest and in the sky. In the evening, the ceremonies of Goa Miu, Okemuku, and Gawi Kea are held in Kerakanga, which is participated by regional government officials and all Musumaki in Muotoku village. Kerakanga is a place where their ancestors did worship, with one stone monument named Musumase. This monument is the center of all spiritual power in Muotoku village, besides that stone graves, which have existed for hundreds of years in Kerakanga. The graves will be used as the last eternal resting place for Musumaki.
Kerakanga, rumah tempat penyembahan oleh seluruh para Musumaki. Kerakanga is a place where Musumaki worship the adults. The graves have levels. The center circle is a stone monument called Musumase as the center of spiritual power. The stone is worshipped as an idol. People put offering in the upper part to symbolize the sky, and in the lower part to symbolize the earth. The stone monument is buried by Musumaki in the temple center called Pusenua in Liu language.
In the end of the series of ceremonies, all people and Musumaki do tanda and gaudy dance, accompanied with Ngoa-Lamba traditional music, to show gratitude for the smooth construction of Saoria. That's the culture and tradition in Muotoku traditional village, a traditional village with hundreds of ceremonies which are still maintained. A village with megalithic site which is still preserved until today. Hopefully, this information can broaden your insight about the cultural diversity in Ende, Flores, East Nusa Tenggara, Indonesia.
Hari ini ku datang, lagu yang ingin ku nyanyikan.
oil and activate the dirges roof fissure. Rupa Island is one of the big islands in Bengkalis Regency, Riau Province. It is even larger than the island of Bengkalis, which is the center of government for Bengkalis Regency. The location of Rupa Island is directly adjacent to two of Indonesia's closest neighbors, namely Singapore and Malaysia. Even the loop of the beach is also directly adjacent to the Malacca Strait. Rupa Island is an actively populated island, so there are no opening and closing hours. The island is open 24 hours. The entrance tickets to Rupa Island vary depending on what tourism attraction you are going to visit. If only to enter Rupa Island, there are no courses, besides boat tickets for transportation. As an island that is intended to be a tourism destination, several facilities have been built on this island, such as restaurants and inns. To get to Rupa Island, you have to cross by boat known as Roro Ship or Roland Roro. The crossing fee is 100,000 rupees per car and 6,500 rupees per person. The crossing time is around 30 until 45 minutes. This year, to attract tourists, the Rupa Beach Festival is usually held in October. This is an annual agenda for Bengkalis Regency. In the festival, there are a number of competitions that are participated in by the local community, such as parade of ornamental canoes, kites, pillow fights, the hidden boat races, and many more.
Don't forget to tune in to our online streaming in voinews.id. Shortwave in 32 festivals and 4755 kilohertz. We also have our application in AAA Digital for those of you love watching on demand. And also, if you want to send your critic suggestion, maybe some information, you can send it through us through our social media. In Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia. Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. Instagram and TikTok in VOI double underscore official. We also have our email address in voilisteners@gmail.com. And WhatsApp number in +62 821 2381 2130. National film industry, highlighting the animated film Jumbo, which has attracted 1.8 million viewers since its late March 2025 release. Dasko praised Jumbo as high quality local production comparable to international animations and emphasized the importance of watching and promoting such domestic works. Indonesia's U-17 national team secured the top position in Group C of the 2025 AFC U-17 Asian Cup after defeating Afghanistan 2-0 in their final group match. Late goals from Alfredo Henga and Zagabi Goli ensured their third consecutive victory, totaling 9 points, South Korea finishing second with